Guys, what's good? It's Kashiba Plus Diva. Your girl is back. Man, I've been gone for some time. I've been gone for a long time. Bow, bow, bow. Now I'm back. Back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm literally going to make me an opening song, okay? And I'm just going to sing it every time I come in, okay? I'm going to be like something. I don't know. When I come up with it, I'm going to let you guys know. What's good, y'all? It's been a minute. I've been going like to jump off, you know what I'm saying? Man, the pandemic has made things so crazy. Let me tell you what's been going on in my life, okay? So, I just recently graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Accounting. Go me, your girl has been busy grinding, trying to get to it, trying to get to the money, trying to progress, okay? Man, so yes, and I start my master's in the fall, and I could potentially get my PhD is how I'm feeling right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no limit on greatness, baby. Just keep going, okay? For that woman that feels like she can't do it, you can. You got kids? I do too. You're single mother? I am too. You can do it. Just do it. It's nothing. Like, literally, Nike is the best thing ever when they said just do it, because literally, that's how things work. Once you really realize you gotta just do it, then it can get done. You hear me? Okay. Sorry. Enough about that rant. I'm super like ambitious, y'all. So I like to, you know, motivate my people. We can do it, y'all. We can do whatever we want to do, okay? Remember that. Okay. As I sit here and work, okay? But guys, I wanted to touch on a topic real quick. I wasn't going to be long as we start this new season. I know it's been a minute trying to find the balance and stuff like that, but you know, I want to make sure that I touch on like self-care and just a few things that I have going on. And I just want to share, you know what I'm saying, that I've been through. So personally, I want to talk about self-care. Self-care is something when you have been raised, I'm the oldest of four. So when you've been raised a certain way, you tend to put yourself on the back burner. Or if you were not taught that self-care is like a thing, you know what I'm saying? Then it's hard for you to put yourself first without feeling like you're guilty of putting yourself first. Or feeling like, man, I shouldn't do this because then what if I could do this for someone else? It's okay to do something for yourself. It's okay to acknowledge the fact that you need a break. It's okay to acknowledge the fact that you need help, okay? If you need those things, please speak about it. If you need help, if you need time, ask for it. Sorry about the rattling in the background. Oh my gosh, y'all. So Chick-fil-A got these peppermints. So off topic, okay? Okay. So Chick-fil-A has these peppermints now. They put it in the little meal, and it's called Meant to Be. So it must be meant to be for me to have one, because they're like, you know, the little peppermint candy things that your grandma had back in the day. They were like white and like real chewy, you know what I'm saying? Like powdery chewy things. Anyway, sorry. These things are so good, okay? But self-care, okay? So this little peppermint is something that made me happy today. So that's my self-care for the moment, okay? Don't laugh at me. But anyway, I went to a doctor to talk about, you know, my health and things like that. And I want to make sure I'm staying on track with it and progressing in the right direction. And within 15 minutes of me talking to this lady who knew nothing about me, like she literally was like, I could tell that, you know, you were, you know, you have a lot on your shoulders and you can't be strong for everyone. And that with my busy schedule, she was like, so I heard everything that you said. But she was like, so where's the time for yourself? Like, tell me, what do you do for you? I was like, well, you know, I get my nails done. She was like, that's not telling me what you do for you. That's just something that you do. I was like, okay. There's nowhere in my 24 hours that I'm taking time for myself, long story short. And the things that she was telling me was real. Like, in order for you to want to be a healthier, a better you, you have to make time for yourself. That you have to weigh the things that are going on in your life and say, hey, I'm doing this, 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 and that. But where is the time for yourself? For those that have learned how to do that and mastered it, bravo. Send me some notes. www.tenaciousdivasglamshop.com. Okay, send it to me. I'm sorry. That was my website. But my email, tenaciousglamdiva@gmail.com. Yeah, sorry, y'all. That was completely wrong. Ah, but anyway, like, email me and tell me what you do, because it's hard for me. So she really made me realize, like, that I don't make time for myself, and I feel guilty for it sometimes. But you don't have to feel guilty for doing for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't have any all these other responsibilities, or even if you do, you still have to make time for yourself, you know? So, that's just something that's been hard for me, you know? And for me to hear it from someone else, like, who doesn't know me and just literally listen to the basic things that I'm telling them. Give me a second. It was quite heartbreaking, you know what I'm saying? Just to listen to her say what I said back to me, and how she's like, well, when do you sleep? When do you have time for this? When do you this? When do you that? So, you know, long story short, guys, take time out for yourself. Love yourself harder than you love anyone else. It should be God, yourself, and your family. Off rip, you know. And you can't let your family or anyone else, it doesn't necessarily have to be family, it could be anyone, friends, whatever. Like, don't let them, like, flood you. Don't let them knock you off your rocker. It happens from time to time, but know when to take a step back, evaluate, and readjust. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have to adopt. You can, or adapt, either way. You can always reevaluate things and figure out what works for you. You know, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to live their best life, you know, and do what's best for them. But sometimes that means cutting people off. Sometimes that means, you know, doing things you're not necessarily happy with, but have to be good for you. You know what I'm saying? So, give yourself some grace. Treat people with compassion. But at the same time, treat yourself with that same compassion. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget it. But yeah, just like, really take care of yourself, guys. Nurture your mind. You gotta exercise your body. Please protect your heart. And, you know, take care of your health, guys. Just please take care of your health. Overall, that's a task, but it can be done. It's been proven to be done. So I just wanted to give that little spiel real quick. And then also, guys, since we're on the health kick and self-care thing, I know it's been so much division with the like, vaccinated people versus the unvaccinated, mask versus unmasked. Y'all, do your research. Do what's best for you. If you're gonna get the vaccine, get it. If you're not, do your research, wear your mask, protect yourself out here. It's up to you at the end of the day on what you want to do with the vaccine part. But at the very least, guys, I'm sorry, I'm a mask person. Y'all can deny me if you would like. I'm so sorry about it, but I'm a mask person. Wear your mask. You don't know who's sick. You don't know what this virus is, what it does. Some people don't think it's real. To each his own. I, for one, know too many people who've been sick, too many people who know people who've been sick or in the hospital or all these things. Even if you do or don't believe in it, what is wrong with protecting yourself in the event that it's true, that it's real, and that it crosses your path? And you can say, at the end of the day, I know that I was protected at that time. I did my part. So just do your research, guys. Really dig in and do some research and understand what's going on. Although it may not be ideal and it may be a mess, do your research, because your girl is going to be covered, okay? Face, eyes, everything, because I don't know what it is, who it is, whatever. I just don't want me or my family affected. I want us to be protected, okay? On to better news, okay? Real quick before I let y'all go, because I want to be real long-winded. But let's talk about this post, okay? I made a post, y'all, on Twitter. And the post said, if I have one more, and I say mo, M-O, not M-O-R-E, one more dude tell me Oh, you're too good for me. I think you deserve better than me. For me, that's a red flag because that means you're talking to somebody already, boo-boo. Number two, what does that even mean? Why wouldn't you be more impromptu to say, dang, you got your shit together. Stuff together. Let me become a better man. Let me do more. Or not even like tell it to the woman. Like say it in a way of you taking action to become a better you for whomever. It doesn't even have to be me. It could be for any other woman. Like, why wouldn't you want to be the best that you can be? Instead of people having a mindset of where they want to say they want to limit themselves down to what a particular person is to be with them, that to me is crazy. Or to find someone that's below you so that you can feel above them, that to me is dumb. I'm all about ambitiousness. Is that a word? I don't know. I'm all about growth, being ambitious, optimistic. I'm very driven, that type of thing. That's just who I am. But some people aren't like that. So I always take that as, oh, okay. Well, for me, I've always said, here's a space or for opportunity of growth, a challenge for yourself. I like a challenge, you know what I'm saying? So that's just me. Everybody's not always up for a challenge. Some people like regular. Some people like to do the same thing every day. Some people don't like change. But I will tell you, my friend that doesn't like change, change is inevitable, okay? It's going to happen. You do not stay 5 years old for the rest of your life. Your shoe size does not stay a size one from a child's shoe. Your clothes don't stay the same size all your life. This, my friend, is called change. It's going to happen. So growth is going to happen. Now, whether you want to keep the same mindset all your life, that's fine. But your body is going to keep growing. So to have a brain or a mental place where you are still stuck from when you were 10 and your body is 40, then we have some things that you need to work on, my brother or my sister, okay? But there's nothing wrong with growth, and like male or female, okay? I'll be trying not to be like on one-sided on that. But like growth is growth. Really try to grow. And if you feel like one person is too good for you, so to speak, because I have the basic essentials of life, which is my own place, my own car, a career, a business, and I have children and I do it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not bragging on it. I'm just telling you what it is. I don't feel like I should have sympathy for someone who's not there yet. Some people, like if you're 40, should I have sympathy for you because you don't have your shh together? Please enlighten me that I should feel sympathy. Now, things happen in life. That's part of life. Like, you have your ups and downs, your highs, your lows. But in my mind, by the time that you're 40, my parents have exuded to me that by this age, you should have something to show for it. Meaning, not saying you got to be a billionaire, nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, I think you get what I'm saying. If you don't, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't know. But at a certain point in life, you should be like, okay, your 20s is where you play, you figure things out, you build the foundation. 30s is like, okay, you're in that foundation, you're in that moment, you're expanding, you're growing, you're gaining experience in different areas of life that you never had before, because your 30s should be great. 40s should be even better, because now you know all the bullcrap that happened, you know, came through that, you know, built this foundation, you're here, you're growing, you're investing, you're doing all these things. By the time late 40s, 50s, you should be chilling. You know what I'm saying? And helping other people grow and living your best life. That's just what I feel. You know what I'm saying? But there are a lot of people that aren't there yet. I don't want to keep talking y'all to death, but I will say this. Any dude that's listening to this, hi, I hope you have a great day. Blessed day. The Lord loves you. Keep pushing, my brother. I'm so for you. Okay. But at the same time, please don't be in my DMs trying to talk to me. And then when you figure out that I'm some type of established, that I'm too good for you, okay? You can tell by my pictures that I might be too good for you. No, I'm just playing, y'all. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But just really think about the things that you say before you say it. And if you're going to pursue someone and you know they're where they are, I don't think there's anything wrong with friendships, not using someone or whatever for benefits type thing. None of that. But just definitely learning from one another and growing. You know what I'm saying? Because just because you aren't where you want to be doesn't mean that you can't learn that from someone else. And it doesn't mean that you won't get there. Okay? So keep your head up. Keep your head up. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, so keep your head up and grow and educate yourself. Gosh, knowledge is power, guys, gals. Knowledge is power. That's all I can really say about that, because that is what it is. The more you know, the more power you can have, because some people don't have access to certain things in other countries like we have here, and we should be blessed enough to know that we have the opportunity to be better. And if the opportunity is always there, now, I'm not saying that you don't have to fight, because I keep my dukes up, okay? They are always up, because I'm always, you know what I'm saying, to get through, fighting, pushing. But that's part of the growth. That's part of the challenge. That's part of life. It happens quite often until you build the lifestyle that you want. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect anyone to give you anything. Anything that's given is a plus. That's a bonus that comes on the way. But fight for what you want. Pray. Stay healthy. Just do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But it'll happen. But one thing overall, before I let you guys go, always have faith, and you have to believe. Believing in yourself, believe that it will happen. Believe, believe, believe. Google the word believe. If you don't know the definition of believe, look it up, because I'm sure some people don't even know. You just hear so much that you have a imagery or a version in your head of what believe means. Actually look that word up and see what happens when you apply it to your life. You know what I'm saying? But all right, y'all, I ain't gonna keep it going. My next episode is coming up soon. I want to try to get into this more often. But what I'm gonna do is, this is episode 1 of season 2, okay? And my next episode, I'll probably have my kids back on so they can give you an update and stuff, because I like to keep them involved, because those are my babies and I love them so much. And they have so much to say, and they're so funny, okay? But yeah, and then try to keep this thing rocking. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate your support, and let's keep rocking this thing. 2021 is almost, guys, it's August, it's about to be September. Can you believe it? Like, Christmas is around the corner. Oh my god. So anyways, guys, I love you guys. Thank you for your support, and guess what? Kashiba the Diva is out. And oh, don't forget www.tenaciousdivasglamshop.com. Clubhouse, code Clubhouse, will actually get you 20% off your order. So check us out. Peace.